Need some help finding some edge in the prop market? Check out the Props AI tool on the Linestar app, your one-stop shop for all the information you need to place smarter bets. Gain insights into player history, projections, and trends, along with sportsbook odds. You can even compare the lines across multiple sportsbooks using our prop finder. Get the edge with Props AI today at linestarapp.com and take your prop betting game to the next level. Good luck, and as always, bet responsibly. Welcome to the Pre-Snap Podcast presented by Linestar, your top three NFL player prop bets for NFC Championship weekend alongside Tyler Wieman. I am Shannon Somerville. Top three props plus anytime touchdown calls, and we'll tell you which way we're leaning in terms of a side in this one. Tyler, we got a good game. The San Francisco 49ers hosting the Detroit Lions, who one win away from a Super Bowl. That's so crazy. What's your take on this game?
It would be so fun for the Lions to get there. I do clearly think the 49ers are the better all-around team, especially with the Lions being a little banged up.
They got a scare last week from the Packers, though, that's for sure. And Brock Purdy didn't look his best. I think weather condition-wise should be much better this time around. No rain to contend with in the forecast as of late. The latest check is clear skies. So that's good news for Brock Purdy and the 49ers offense. We'll tell you where we're headed in the prop market. But first, our picks are available on the Underdog Fantasy app, Prize Picks, Sleeper, Chalkboard. If you don't have those apps, go ahead and download them. Use the promo code LINESTAR for up to $100 of your first deposit match. And the tool that we are using is the Props AI tool. You can find that on the LINESTAR app, linestarapp.com. It'll help you find the best value. It compares LINESTAR's projection to what's out there in the market. It's awesome. Check it out when you get a chance. And do us a huge favor before we get started. Like this video, subscribe to the channel, and comment below. A comment enters you into the Prop Bets contest. We also place these bets, put together a ticket, and send it. And then if we win, we're just giving out the winnings to you guys. So, got to be in it to win it. A comment enters you in. We'll announce it on the show like we did on our AFC Championship preview. We announced the winner and got to set off the money gun. So hopefully more money gun celebrations are in our future after conference championship weekend. We've got some good. Now, it does get tougher as you head into the play, you know, further along in the playoffs you go, the sharper the lines get. It gets tough. As I mentioned on the AFC Championship preview show, sometimes the best bet is the ones you don't make, or at least scale back a little bit, because these are tough bets. There's so much temptation out there to just, you know, place all the bets because all your friends are in it too and got all sorts of parlays going on, but they are tougher this week. But I think we have found some pretty good bets to dive into from the prop market side of things. And then we'll also have some anytime touchdown calls. And of course, we'll tell you what side we're leaning as well. Let's start things off with our prop bets. First, we're going to tell you Linestar's Props AI tool best bet, and then Tyler and I will give you our best bets. All right, the Linestar app is liking Brandon Ayuk this week, the 49ers wide receiver, over 79.5 receiving yards. Linestar projecting him for over 85 receiving yards. And in fact, Ayuk, over the course of the season, averaging over 80 receiving yards per game. Well, he's only gone over that line in 7 of 17 games and had just 32 receiving yards last week. He's in a much better matchup this week. Plus, we have the news that Deebo Samuel is a bit banged up after that game. He left the game against the Packers, unfortunately for us, because we took the over on his receiving yards, but he got injured. That shoulder injury seems to be still lingering. The x-rays don't indicate anything serious or broken. However, he is dealing with that. So in the case that he doesn't play, or he plays and he's limited, this is good for this particular prop for the over and receiving yards, because we know Brock Purdy and him have a great chemistry. It didn't show up last week, but you got to think that they'll get back on track this week. No rain in the forecast, much better matchup against a Detroit Lions pass defense that has absolutely struggled against opposing wide receivers. In fact, they're 23rd in pass DVOA versus wide receiver ones, 20th versus wide receiver twos. Last five games, listen to these numbers. Mike Evans just had 147, Puka Nacua 181, Justin Jefferson 192, CeeDee Lamb 227, and Justin Jefferson had a 141 in the previous game as well. So those are some big numbers. And Tyler, I'm liking Brandon Ayuk this week. What do you think?
Yeah, I like him a lot this week too. One of the things I'll also say where, you know, he went over 7 of 17. When he goes over, he generally goes way over. Yeah. So this is a spot where I think you could ladder if you're on a sports book, you know, where you hit his 90 yards, hit 100, go higher if you want, if you want to get crazy. But Brandon Ayuk is, especially without Debo, is going to be the clear-cut number one option, and they're going to look his way a ton. But I think they're going to look his way a ton with or without Debo. The Lions will play man a lot, and that's really when Brandon Ayuk comes out and really does well. So I like the spot to attack the Lions.
All right, now it is time, Tyler, for you and I to give our best bets here for the NFC Championship game. Where are you headed for your prop bet?
I got to go to Amon-Ra St. Brown, over 84.5 receiving yards. Lion Star has it at 97.4, consensus projections 103. He was over in 71% of games so far this season, and he's averaging 94.7 yards. And San Francisco, they're just kind of average first wide receiver. So I think a guy like Amon-Ra St. Brown in a game they really need, also possibly trailing, is going to get a lot of targets, all the targets he can handle. And that generally means very good things for Amon-Ra.
Tyler, for some reason, I always associate Amon-Ra St. Brown with you. I feel like you were on board with him like before the hype train was there. And so I always have to give you credit for that, because you were kind of, I think in the futures market last year, you were like, watch out for Amon-Ra St. Brown. Like, you've been on the Amon-Ra St. Brown train, and it's been working out for you. For my prop bet, this is my favorite bet of the entire weekend. Christian McCaffrey over on receiving yards. Right now, that line at 36.5. Line starts projecting 42.3. CMC's averaging 35 receiving yards per game this season, but this is a guy who ranks first among all running backs in Pro Football Focus's receiving grade, going up against a Detroit defense whose linebackers are pretty poor in terms of coverage versus receiving running backs. Take a look at them. Linebacker Jack Campbell ranks 78th of 79 linebackers in coverage grade. Then you've got Derek Barnes, who ranks 69th. Now, Alex Anzalone is good. He ranks 31st in coverage grade, but he struggled last week. He was dealing with broken ribs that he's still dealing with. That hasn't healed miraculously overnight. Tyler, I hate to tell you that, but it's going to be a struggle for them to contain CMC in this one. I expect them to use CMC a lot in the receiving yards game in this one against this linebacker core that is extremely banged up. And without Debo in the lineup for two games this year, CMC had 51 and 64 receiving yards. So I think this is a really good prop to hit for this particular game. And I think it could be a big CMC night for sure. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. Especially, this is another one. If Debo's out, they're going to use him a lot more in the passing game. But you don't need Debo to be out for him to hit. CMC is just an absolute beast.
He is a beast. You can tail us on Underdog Fantasy Prize Pick Sleeper Chalkboard. We're putting together a ticket, and we will give out the winnings of our ticket if we hit all three of our prop bets. One randomly selected commenter is going to be chosen. So all you got to do, like this video, subscribe to the channel, comment below. And of course, if you don't have any of those apps that I mentioned, Underdog Fantasy Prize Pick Sleeper Chalkboard, links are below. Use that promo code LINESTAR for $100 of your first deposit match. All right, now it is time for Anytime Touchdown Calls. Tyler, where are you going for an anytime touchdown call in this NFC Championship game?
I'm going right back to the sun god, Amon-Ra St. Brown, plus 130 to get in the end zone. Look, I think the odds are just too high here. There's a guy that has scored in over half of his games this year at plus 130. I think that's just really good value. He's second to only Sam Laporta over the last 4 weeks to anybody in this game in red zone targets. Sorry, not in this game. Still left in the playoffs. 49ers are also allowing 1.5 touchdowns to the wide receiver per game over the last four. I think Amon-Ra gets in.
I'm going to be the queen of chalk this weekend for my touchdown call. Sorry to say it, but we got to go CMC. It's minus 300, but I don't care. I still love this bet for CMC. 23 touchdowns this year. He had two last week. 28 red zone tries over the last 8 weeks. That's second behind only Isaiah Pacheco, who has 29. And going up against the Detroit Lions defense that ranks 23rd in pass defense DVOA to running backs. And I talked about how much I love the spot for CMC's receiving yards. They also rank 29th an opponent red zone scoring percentage. So anytime the 49ers are in the red zone, you know what time it is. It's CMC time. So bang, bang, Niner gang, CMC's getting a touchdown. What do you think? Does he do it again?
I mean, come on. CMC is almost like a gimme at this point.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I'm picking the low hanging fruit this weekend, but my touchdown call weren't hitting last week. So, I was going for the value plays. Sometimes you just got to go with the big names and the big moments of the biggest games. That's all it is, really. Got to go to the guys that have been cashing all season. All right. In terms of the sides of this game, San Francisco 49ers, 6.5-point favorites. Which way are you leaning?
I got to go the Niners. I think they're going to get it done. However, I would love the story of Detroit making it. I think the Niners are just the better team. I think they win. And if they're going to win, I think they will win dominantly.
Yeah, I could see the Niners coming out. It's a much better matchup for them this week. I know last week some people might have been a little shocked by the Packers. I had mentioned to you guys last week when I told you guys about look out for Aaron Jones in that one on the rushing attempts, and he cleared the over on that. I think they could do a similar thing, the Lions, with in terms of Jahmyr Gibbs getting him involved in the rushing game, because the 49ers rush defense hasn't been great all season long. So I would expect maybe some Jahmyr Gibbs, some of those running backs to get going for the Lions in this one. But I just don't think that they have the firepower to keep up with the 49ers. And then I also think they're incredibly banged up in this one. They've got two offensive linemen that are playing really, really hurt in this one. I think one is out for this game, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure about their center, Frank Ragnow, in this one, but I know he's dealing with a ton of injuries. I think he was saying he had like 5 injuries in the game against the Bucks. So I think they're hurt right now, and you don't want to be not a healthy team. A lot of times in these games in the playoffs, it's like, which team is just more healthy and like can hang the longest? It's just that point in the season when that stuff starts to matter and teams start to wear down. And I think the 49ers are going to wear them down, especially with all of the stars that they have. Even if they don't have Debo Samuel in this one, I still like the 49ers to even cover. So that's where I'm leaning. I know a lot has been made about Debo Samuel, but I don't think it's just even all about Debo Samuel in this one. I think it's CMC. I think it's Brock Purdy. I think it's Brandon Ayuk. I think you've got tons of guys that can help put up points in this one. And I hope it'll be a good game in this one. But like you said, it could be significant margin in this one.
Yeah, it could be. I just think the 49ers are a better coached, better team. Brock Purdy has got a ton of criticism all week, and I don't think he cares. I think he bounces back to show all the haters.
Oh, yeah, got to show the haters. Best motivator. Mm-hmm. Got to love it. Chalkboard or bulletin board material for sure. All right, let us know what you guys think of our picks and our analysis in the comments, whether you love it or whether you hate it. We want to hear from you guys regardless, and we're all trying to help each other out at the end of the day in order to win some money, beat the books, have some fun watching the game. So let us know where you're headed in the comments. And as always, check out the Line Star app. The Props AI tool has been helping us make money this season. We hope it helps you out as well. It's been kind of our secret weapon this season in terms of props, so make sure to check that out at linestarapp.com. Good luck in all of your prop betting endeavors for this weekend. We will see you guys next time. See you later. Good luck.